This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome, Bri. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Asking you that question, do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? Why or why not? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Quick update on the Twitter poll. 63.9% of you say yes. 36.1% of you say no.
Mm-hmm.
What about on Instagram, Chris?
Interestingly, 52% say no. And 48% say yes now.
Oh, we have movement.
We have movement.
Okay, keep them coming in. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes left before we wrap up all the polls. But we are going to move on to the third and final story of the day. Of course, while the rate of unemployment rises globally, many people are searching for ways to make a living whilst having a bit of flexibility. And listen to this, being a gamer is a dream for a lot of people. Over in China, in order to reduce the number of unemployed, the government has broadened its definition of what constitutes a quote-unquote job to include blogging and playing esports. So game on. As I've said, Chris, carry on.
Yeah, so recently the Chinese government, obviously, as Richard said, has broadened its definition of what constitutes a job to include blogging and playing esports. Bloomberg reports that local graduates starting their own businesses focused on blogging or gaming will not be classified as employed. To qualify as employed, people must work at least one paid hour a week.
Interesting. Do donations to your stream channel count as being paid? That would be an interesting question. You know, it's also quite interesting because it might also encourage a lot of brands to now take gaming and blogging, you know, more seriously. But this extension of what a job means also goes beyond blogging and gaming. It also suggests that participating in incubator programs, poverty alleviation programs, and being enlisted in the army now also counts as having a regular job.
And I think also it's important to note that freelancing is another area that the Chinese government feels is important to now recognize as a job, as even college students can start their own business with just a laptop and create a whole new job opportunity.
Now, honestly though, raise your hands if you don't want to be paid, if you don't want to be a full-time paid gamer. Christine's got a hand up. Although I think I might not be skilled enough to stay employed as a full-time gamer, competing with the kids out there. My Twitch reflexes are not quite what the same or what they used to be. I now sound like I'm from New Zealand as well. It's not just about the hardware, but about the software that's inside of you as well.
Wow.
I know, right?
I mean, I
did not write that. I should just point that out.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd want to be a full-time paid gamer just because I'm not that good at
You don't
at
have
games.
To be good though, right? You just have to be engaging.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and also have a capture card and put the and have a gaming device and stuff.
It's easy enough.
That is in a secondhand Nintendo 3DS.
Retro gaming is a thing, though.
Yeah, you know. People can just watch me play Pokemon over and over and over again.
You would get an audience, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And it probably wouldn't be the audience that you'd be expecting as well, you know, necessarily.
That's just a scary thought.
That too. But, you know, and as I said at the top of the show, this kind of shift from the Chinese government is very interesting because for the longest time, you couldn't even buy gaming consoles in China. They were just, you know, illegal to buy them over there. And so this is it's a huge turnaround, but clearly they obviously have a reason for doing it. There's a lot of unemployed people there.
Yeah, but I also think it's a great acknowledgement of the fact that it takes a lot of work to blog and vlog and to be a paid gamer and to stream on Twitch and things like that. It's a lot of work.
I know of people who do it, and I know that they don't regret giving up their quote-unquote day job.
Right.
But they now work many more hours than they ever did during the, you know, 9-to-5 kind of idea. But they seem to be thriving on what they do because they love doing it.
Yeah,
but
of course.
There you go. Right. It's time to look finally at those numbers. So what do we have on Twitter? 63.9% is that?
Mm-hmm.
To 36.1 saying no. So not
That's
that
right.
much movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much for all of your comments, your tweets, your messages. Ro, thank you very much for your sales pitch. I will decline. Thank you very much. But coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Kasim Kasuri, the CEO of Beacon House School System Group, established in 1975, they began as a small Montessori academy in Pakistan and has grown into an education network spanning 8 countries. The Morning Run and the Breakfast Grill managed to sit down with their CEO, Kasim Kasuri, to discuss the group's educational philosophy. So if you're only just joining in, well, it's too late now, but you can listen back to the stuff we spoke about. We started off with that story.
About do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? And this is because, obviously, according to a Randstad survey, 57% of respondents said that they feel that their employers haven't given them, you know, sufficient training opportunities.
We then moved on to how, for those of you that are looking for work or are trying to get people to come work for you, how it's time to get creative when hiring. A couple of options they gave. Give away goodie bags, essentially, is what they said. Create a personalised message from your CEO. We kind of not sure about that idea, but it's working for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we wrapped up with the final story about how blogging and gaming are now legitimate jobs over in China. That's all the time we have for today. We're going to wrap up with some music from Always with Adult Diversion here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.